It is 11 minutes after 8 a.m. and about 65 degrees. So we're getting a little warmer here this morning, a little bit slower of an ascent. And we are on Thursday. We're rolling through the first week of June. And this morning, I have some guests here with me for our 8 o'clock hour. And we are going to be talking about the volunteer guardianship program here in the county. And so with me, I have Judge Thomas Lee, and I have volunteer guardianship volunteer Andrea Miller. So welcome, guys.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And I think the way that we need to start this out is to just talk about what is the volunteer guardianship program here in the county.
Sure. Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it. You're too young to remember this, Melissa, but I remember back in 88 when WKLM started, and it was such a big deal to have a radio station here in Holmes County. Andrea probably remembers that, but the station's been great for Holmes County through all these years, and I appreciate all you do for the county. The Volunteer Guardianship Program is a program that started about 20 years ago. The reason for the program was because under Ohio law, the probate court judge has the authority to make decisions for folks who are incompetent. And what would happen back then is we would get a call from a nursing home, and they would say, Judge, we have this lady in our nursing home, has no family. She's not competent to make her own decisions. We need you to make a decision for her. And I would do that when needed. But the bottom line was that's not good service for these folks. Because I was jumping into it cold. I didn't know the person. I didn't know their medical situation. So the reason for the program then was to get volunteers in place taking care of these folks who knew them, so that when an emergency came up, these folks would, our volunteer guardians would know the person better, and they could make a more informed decision for them.
So step in family. You're creating family, really.
Yeah, and that's a good way to look at it, because many of us have elderly family members who have gone through this type of situation where maybe they become incompetent, mentally incompetent at the end of their life. Somebody has to make decisions for them. So that's really what we're talking about.
Or does it count like with situations where they are in maybe a medically induced coma and a decision needs to be made on a life-threatening situation and they cannot make it? So it's not so much they don't know, they're just out and can't do it.
Absolutely. It can be any kind of medical situation like that. It can be someone who's been in a nursing home for 30 years, and we have those folks. We have a lot of nursing home beds in Holmes County. And we have a lot of folks in those nursing homes who have no family involved with them anymore. It's very sad to think of those folks laying there for all those years and nobody there to take care of them. So the volunteer guardian sort of jumps in, like you said, as a substitute family member and gets to know the person, gets to know the staff, gets to know the medical condition, most importantly, so that when an emergency does come up, that person needs surgery or something, that volunteer guardian can make that call.
And so this would require more than just, hey, I'll do this, and that's it. Somebody
yes.
needs to go to the nursing home. Is there a required amount of time to do that? That like so much a month that they
yeah.
need to do?
The minimum requirement we ask is that in-person contact or face-to-face contact at least one time every quarter. So 4 times a year at a minimum.
That still seems so low.
It is. And I will tell you, most of our guardians do more than that. Like I said, that's the minimum amount that we hope our guardians will do, but a lot of them see their wards more often.
So, Andrea, as a volunteer, I'm sure you can kind of speak to this. Once you get the person that you are helping, you know, to make their decisions with, do you find yourself wanting to go more, just to go visit and really, you know, connect with those people?
You really do, because they need to be visited, you know, from time to time. And they don't have family members, usually, that are available to come in. And as far as making decisions, you know, there's a whole variety of different decisions that you're involved with. It can be as simple as just giving consent for various vaccinations. And I always say that even if you give consent for a flu vaccine and the nurse goes to give it, they can still refuse. So it's not like the person doesn't have input into their own care, because they do, if they're able to do that. But as a guardian, a volunteer guardian, then you're just there to assist them in making those kinds of decisions.
And the more time you spend, the better you know the person to help make those decisions.
You do. You get to know them and you get to really develop a friendship. And one of the things that I've always really enjoyed was the nursing homes often will have holiday dinners or special activities.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll let you know about that. And so you can plan to go in and have Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas dinner and sit with your person. And it's a time where otherwise they wouldn't have anybody else to come and share that dinner with them. So you're acting like, you know, a family member that's there in attendance.
So really, you're not just helping their health and their medical needs by making these decisions. It can actually really help them by just having somebody that cares. I mean, Correct. It's amazing what that can do for your health.
Correct. Yeah. And you're also available for the facility itself because they do need to be able to make notifications, like if there's a change in that resident status, maybe they've had a fall or they've had a medication change, and you're available for that facility for them to notify you. And then you just stay abreast of the changes with that resident and be there for them when they need you.
Now, either one of you can answer, how many folks would you be a guardian for at a time? Would you just have one person you focus on, or do your volunteers have multiple people that they're kind of visiting and checking in on and keeping tabs on?
We have had volunteers that have had more than one ward, but that's pretty unusual. We've had some that have had two at a time, but our preference is to just have one at a time, unless the volunteer says, hey, I'm ready to take another one now. But we have had volunteers like Andrea who have had sequentially. How many have you had, Andrea?
I've probably had five over the course of many years. I started being a volunteer guardian in 2010.
Yeah.
So it's been several years. And right now I actually do have two wards right now, but they're in the same facility.
Oh, okay.
So that kind of makes it.
So you can all hang out together and be friends.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, you know, we talk, this is a fabulous program for the folks who are in these nursing homes in different situations. We've talked about how a lot of times your seniors don't get that interaction and that time with people. And this, you know, it's not the main directive of it, but it's kind of that sidestep. So it's fantastic. And so it's kind of why you guys are here a little bit, because you need volunteers.
Yes, to be totally transparent, that's exactly why we're here.
We just get to the point here on WKLM. Yeah. Let's just talk about it now.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're short now. We could use more volunteers. We have great volunteers now. We've had folks like Andrew who are long-term volunteers. But we have a waiting list, and I hate the fact that we have a waiting list. I don't like that at all. So we would love to have more people step up and be a part of the program.
And we will talk more about becoming a volunteer and a lot more that goes into the program. We're going to take a quick little break here on WKLM, and we'll be back more with Judge Lee and Andrea Miller here on WKLM. And we are back here on WKLM. I have Judge Lee and Andrea Miller here. And we are talking volunteer guardianship. And Judge Lee is in charge of the program, and Andrea is a volunteer. And we were talking about the need for volunteer guardians in Holmes County. And I gave a little suspense, to find out. But wait, there's more. Find out after the break. So would you like to kind of share how someone would become a volunteer guardian?
Absolutely. We try to make it as easy as possible for folks to become a volunteer. We have a short application they would fill out, which is available on our website, Holmes County Probate Court, the website. Fill out the application. We do a short background check. We then do a short training for them. And there will be required training by the Ohio Supreme Court of 6 years. six hours of mandatory training immediately when they're appointed, and then 3 hours every year, and we have that training locally to make it easier for folks. So once they go through all that, they're ready to go, and we will hook them up with one of our wards.
And can someone say, hey, I live really close to this nursing home, do you have anybody here, can I get in there?
Absolutely. Pam, who runs the program for us, she does a great job of matching folks up like that, if at all possible.
And so they just have to take this 6-hour course to get started, pass a background check, because we don't, you know, you don't want just anybody going into these nursing homes.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then that's it. It's time to make new friends.
Make new friends. Absolutely.
But, you know, essentially that's what you're doing. Like, it's a help, and it's a something that's needed, but in reality, you're going to be friends. I mean, we got to look at it positively.
You use the term substitute family, and that's really a good term, a good phrase for it, because
you can use that. I give you permission.
Okay. Thank you. I may use that later as well. But we want our volunteers to get to know these wards, almost like family, visit them on a regular basis, and just be able to care about them.
And so, about how long are you a guardian on average for a person? Like, how far into it is there an average time frame? I know with everybody it can be completely different.
Right. I mean, the requirement to be a ward, to be in the program, is to be in a Holmes County facility, to not have any family that are willing or able to make decisions for them, and that they're indigent. So those could be older folks. It could be younger folks as well. So I really can't give you any average time. It could be very short. I mean, honestly, the way these guardianships end is the ward passes. And that's because that's why Andrea has had a number of them, right? She gets appointed with one ward, and that ward sadly dies at some point.
Have you ever had anybody where they didn't think there was family, and then family came around and they're like, oh, hey, I used to live, you know, way away? And
we have not.
Or is it generally just you are their new family?
Sadly, we have not had that. I mean, these folks in the nursing home have often burned the bridges with their family for whatever reason. It doesn't really matter. The fact is their family is no longer involved in their lives. So
sometimes you got to do that, too.
Sure.
If things are toxic, sometimes you got to blaze out on your own, but then you get yourself into a situation like this where there is nobody around. I'll probably be in care of your ward someday here. But so as a volunteer, you know, that is a harsh way essentially to get a new ward, is because you lose that previous one. Is that something hard to deal with, or is it something that as you go through the program, it's not as difficult?
That has been my experience. All the people that I've had as a ward, eventually they have passed on. I have been their guardian for many years, and you do develop a friendship. So you said something like, is that hard then to deal with? And of course, you know, there is a period of sadness that you've lost, you know, this person that you got to know. Usually though, you're very involved with their day-to-day life from the standpoint that the facility has kept you well informed of changes. So a lot of these things you come to expect, you know, if they develop a terminal illness, or there's things that you kind of know what to expect. And so that does make it, you know, easier, but you do develop a friendship, and it's really special.
Have you ever struggled to be like, I don't know if I can keep doing this, or is this program rewarding enough that you're like, this hurts, but I can help another person not be alone in the end?
Right. Personally, I'm an RN, so I work in long-term care. So I kind of know what to expect, but I do know that we have a whole variety of kinds of volunteers in our program, and they're from all walks of life and different professions. I know that some are retired, some are still working, and you know, anybody can be a volunteer guardian.
So you don't have to have medical experience to do this?
Correct, correct. It's more or less, you know, decisions that you would make with your own family member if you needed to. And, you know, I always think you consult your person, consult your ward. You know, if they're able to give you input, see what they have to say. You know, kind of go with what their wishes are, as far as, you know, whatever is in the best interest of that person. But you definitely can ask them. You can consult with the care team, because they also are very helpful in decision-making, along with their physician. So you're not, like, right there on your own by yourself making all these decisions. There's lots of supports that you can draw from.
So you're not just, okay, here's your training, here you go, go be a volunteer and help with this person. Like, there's all kinds of arms that are helping you do this.
Yeah, there really is. And you know, you go and you meet the person that you're going to be guardian for, but then there's also team meetings with the care team in the facilities, and they also will share with you what the day-to-day needs are that they've seen of that resident, and that's really helpful.
And we have a coordinator named Pam. She runs the program for us on a day-to-day basis. She's available for questions. She's been doing it for a while. She's a good resource. And the staff at probate court are excellent as well.
How would they reach them?
Oh, the probate court, 674-5881 is the local probate court number. We have a good website as well. Probate court has a good website. They can check that out. They can stop into the courthouse. We're on the second floor. We would be happy to answer any questions that folks have about the program.
Well, we are going to talk more about the program here in just a moment. We're going to take a wee break here for ABC News and the Eye on Weather forecast. And we are back here. I have Judge Lee and Andrea Miller with the Volunteer Guardianship Program here in Holmes County. And we've been talking about what is a volunteer guardian, how to do it. And we're learning a lot about the program and you know, the ins and the outs. And so we were talking about the different wards and folks that you care for. Have you ever had anybody who you've had to change who their ward is because they just didn't get along well? Or does Pam do a pretty good job at kind of matching people where they should be?
Yeah, she does a great job up front matching folks. And I don't think I've ever had that situation where we had to assign a different guardian. But it's a good question. Conflicts, I mean, personalities don't always mesh. So if we had that kind of conflict, we would just look at getting another guardian in place.
So don't get frustrated, you know, if you start it and don't understand. Andrew, how fulfilling has this position, or I mean, I guess I'm assuming you find it fulfilling, mm-hmm. but, you know, just talking about what it involves, it is a fulfilling kind of volunteer thing. You know, you can volunteer for a lot of things and not feel fulfilled, but I would think that this would give you that good feeling inside.
It really does. And you feel like you're doing a great community service, especially to our elders and those that live in nursing homes. Like Judge Lee said before, there are folks that have no one else, and you can be there as that person for them.
What has been your favorite part about being a guardian?
Going and visiting, and like I said before, those holiday dinners, those are really special because you sit there, you know, you get your meal and they got their meal, and you know, they have somebody in attendance for them, and ordinarily they, you know, wouldn't have someone else there personally sharing that meal with them. So that's always really special. That's my favorite part.
Do you have a particular memory that stands out?
Sometimes you know, the resident might have another opinion about the food, or they might, you know, and I'm like, well, it looks pretty good to me. And then I share it with them, and it's always good, you know. They always make special menus for those holiday dinners, and they're really nice, very nice.
Melissa, before we run out of time, there are two concerns I want to mention. I think mm-hmm. when I talk about this program with potential volunteers, two issues that always come up are liability and end-of-life issues. First of all, on the liability issue, the question is, will I be sued? Am I going to get in trouble? Is something bad going to happen to me if I take this role? First of all, this is just, we don't have our volunteer guardians deal with finances at all. This is just personal issues, health issues, placement issues, medication issues. In the issue of liability, what in the law, there's a standard called the regular person or regular person standard. If our volunteers do a regular job, a reasonable job, no job that we would normally expect people to do in this role, and if something bad happens to the ward, they're not going to be liable. And the other thing about liability is, frankly, there's no family members around. There's no one there that's going to sue one of our volunteers. So there really is no risk of liability. We've never even come close to that issue in the 20 years we've had this program. And on the end of life issues, a lot of our volunteers are uncomfortable with making end-of-life decisions, whether it's placing somebody on a DNR or a DNRCC. Andrea knows those issues better than I do. But Ohio law gives the probate court the authority to make those decisions. So if I'm a volunteer and the nursing home tells me, hey, you need to make a decision about these end-of-life issues or DNR, and that person is uncomfortable making that call, they can call the court, we'll set up a hearing, I'll take a look at it, and then I can make that decision. I would then talk to the medical people and get an idea what needs to be done, and that volunteer then would not have to make that call.
That's definitely a good thing to know. You know, we talked about the happy parts of it, but these are the serious, you know, things that, you know, go along with something like this. You're in charge of the care of somebody, you know.
Sure.
What you know, do they get this? Do they get that? Do they get the surgery? Do they not? And so it's important to know where you stand legally for that. And that's something they'll learn in training too, correct?
Absolutely. We talk about that issue when they go through their training.
And so how many guardians do you know, how many you have currently and how many you'd like to have?
I think we have upper 20s right now of guardians, and we have 31 or 32 wards. So we do have a couple folks that have more than one ward, but we do have a waiting list. And like I said, it breaks my heart to have a waiting list, because these are folks laying in a nursing home that need someone to care about them. And that's really what this program is.
And I know that here in Holmes County, you said a lot of these folks are the seniors. There are some younger, but
right.
Most of them are seniors. And our senior population just continues to grow here, not just in the county, but everywhere, but very much in our county. And so your need is just going to grow.
Yeah, and it's been a while since I've heard this, but Holmes County traditionally has one of the largest number of nursing home beds per capita in our county than, I think, at one point, any other county in the state.
And I think our senior population has grown in double digits, if I remember correctly, from different meetings talking about the senior population. So you could be, you know, you're trying to help get more here and be prepared for that.
Absolutely. This need is not going to go away.
And you could have a point where you don't have a ward at the time, and then you get the call, hey, we got somebody, we need you.
Yeah, and I would say if folks are listening today and they say, well, this is sort of interesting, but I'm not sure I want to take the leap, contact us. Sit down with Pam. Just take a look at it. Fill out the application. You're not locked into it by filling an application. You're not locked into it by talking to Pam. It may be something that you say, yeah, I want to move forward on this. And some people may say, after looking at it, no, I don't want to do that. And that's fine.
And can they talk to, you know, some of the volunteers to find out? I mean, because you can listen to somebody in charge of something tell you, oh, yeah, this is great. It's rewarding. It's fantastic. You're going to love it. There's all these things. But to know what it's like to be there holding their hand when they're making the most important decisions at that point in their life is not an easy thing to go into. And you have to be mentally prepared for that.
Absolutely. I don't want to speak for Andrea, but I know a lot of our volunteers would be happy to sit down with a potential volunteer guardian and talk with them.
Absolutely. And Pam knows, you know, who the volunteer guardians are. And of course, I'd be very willing to talk to anybody that wants to know more information and what it's all about.
It's we've talked about the rewarding, but it is. It's not easy to be with somebody in, you know, some of their darkest times. And it's, you've got to be prepared too, because you need to be ready to make that decision.
One way I like to think about it is none of us would want a family member of ours to be in the situation these folks are in. We wouldn't want our aunt to be sitting in a nursing home all by herself, nobody visiting her, nobody taking care of her. So these people are somebody's family members, right? And another thing I will say is I really believe the mark of any community is how we take care of the most vulnerable in the community. And I think Holmes County traditionally is a place that takes care of its own. And I think these folks in our nursing home are some of the most vulnerable, powerless people in our community. So we need to take good care of them.
And sometimes you just outlive your family.
That's true, too.
Yes. It's not that you don't talk to them. You outlive them. You did something right. And you are the last one, left.
Yeah,
so.
And the bottom line, from our perspective, it really doesn't matter what's happened in the lives of these folks that resulted in them being where they are. They are where they are, and we need to take care of them.
And you're going to create new memories.
Absolutely.
Always got to have that nice last, happy bit of time for them.
Yep.
As they're entering that stage.
Yes.
We're going to take a quick break here. We'll be back with Hometown Sports, and then we'll wrap up with Judge Lee and Andrea about the Volunteer Guardianship Program here on WKLM. And we have just a few minutes here. We're going to wrap up. We've been chatting with Judge Lee and Andrea Miller about the Volunteer Guardianship Program here in Holmes County. And it is a fantastic program if you're looking to volunteer for something. And, you know, we kind of talked a little bit. Let's kind of recap. We were talking at one point off air, too, that I forgot to mention. You don't have to live in Holmes County to be a part of this. So if you are in one of our border counties, you know, just in Coshocton or Wayne or Tusk or Knox or Ashland, look at me getting all of them.
That's good.
You work here and you think, oh, hey, after work, I could use this time to go and visit and be a part of this. You can. And so that's definitely good for people to know.
Absolutely.
And so you want to just do a little recap on the program, what's involved, how to get involved, and give them all the last little details in case they're interested.
Yeah. Thanks again, Melissa, for having us. We really appreciate this opportunity to get the word out. Again, it's a short process to get involved. Fill in an application, short background check, some initial training, and we'll hook you up with a person, and you can begin this wonderful relationship with them. The other issue I want to mention is remind people that we're not talking about finances here. Under Ohio law, when a guardianship involves finances, it's much more complicated, much more difficult to manage.
Everything about finances is difficult.
Isn't that the truth? And the other thing I want to say is if you're listening this morning and you have a group that you would like to have hear about this, contact us. I would love to go out and speak. I've spoken at churches, small groups, different service organizations. So I'd love to get the word out. So contact the court and we can set that up.
And the number again for the court for them to call?
It's 330-674-5881. That's the probate court.
And you can volunteer at any time. It's not like we have this, you have to apply within this period and we have the class here and then you have to wait until the next one. You said you run the classes here, so you can volunteer at any time and get that training.
Absolutely.
And so do you have a lot of long-term people that are doing this volunteer program?
Absolutely. Andrea's been 15 years?
Yes.
And there are at least a couple that have been that long. Mm-hmm. And like I said, she commented on this, but when I talk to volunteers, I hear this all the time. It is so rewarding to know that I'm able to help this person. Sure, it's difficult. Sure, it's challenging at times, but it's worth it. And that's why we have these folks who are willing to re-up and take a different person.
And I think that's a fabulous place to end. I mean, that good positive note, that you know, happy thought and a feel good moment. And so I want to thank you guys for coming in, talking about this program and helping these folks that need that person to help them out and keep them from being alone in the nursing homes.
Yep. Thank you so much, Melissa. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Melissa.
That was Judge Lee and Andrea Miller, a volunteer guardian for the Volunteer Guardianship Program.